Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
That's all been put on hold now because apparently tomorrow is World Obesity Day, and Lee Keng Chai from the University of Newcastle. I was all on a happy roll there for the Christmas food, but yeah, it's not looking good at this stage, is it?
Oh, well, not really. Depends on what kind of food you will like. You can still have like really healthy and happy family Christmas rolls. It's all about the kind of food and what kind of choices you made. So you can still have a good time.
Oh, that's you sound just like Claire Collins. But the only difference between you and Claire is you're not pointing your finger at me, which is fantastic.
No, I'm not at that position yet. Now, I do enjoy food, and with the love of food, that's why I bring myself into this profession. So it's not too much about counting the calories of what kind of or what kind of nutrients that goes into the food, because people tend to look at food nowadays in a more scientific way. So we eat food as a combination, and it's a lifestyle and eating habits after all. So there's so many good recipes out there that you can look for as long as you have fruit, vegetables, including a well combination and balanced diet in your food intake. That would be great.
Well, the thing is, we have so much to do with celebration, and the minute we think about celebration, obviously alcohol and drinking is one of those things. Yes. But food is so strong. And what do you think it is about human beings that think that we get out a get out of jail free card? Mm-hmm. If it's a birthday or if it's a christening or if it's a wedding, why do we think that the calories don't count if it's a celebratory period? And do you think people do that?
Yeah, I think that's honestly really, even myself falling into that trap sometimes, because we know that it's occasional and then it's once in a year, and then we were thinking it's okay to do so. So when it comes to occasion, everyone was thinking, because it's not everyday thing, we might be able to just break the rule for a second. It's okay to have treats once in a while. It's okay. But when it comes to everyday lifestyle and everyday eating habits, we want to keep it in the moderation and also be mindful to have a wide variety of food sources as well.
Well, Christmas is the classic example, isn't it? Because yeah, it's not just one Christmas day, because you have the big dinner on Christmas Day, then there's leftovers, and then you waddle out of your chair Christmas night and think, I'll just have a pick at this. It goes on forever, but if we rewind, Christmas parties now are starting in November.
Yeah.
And it's one after the other after the other. So World Obesity Day, what are the figures at the moment as far as the Australian population are concerned?
With the current rates, we are actually doing not so good, to be honest.
Dear.
So the prevalence rates have been increasing, not just in Australia, but all around the world. But Australia obviously have one of the highest growth rate in obesity. The current rates are 1 in 2 adults, about 50% of more of the adult population. And for children, it's every 1 in 4. So it's 25% that we're looking at. And they are predicting the prevalence to continue to increase if we do nothing to stop or action on this situation.
Do you think a lot of people think that they are just overweight when in fact they're obese? We were talking about it a couple of weeks ago where it was an interesting article. A doctor from Port Stephen said that doctors have got to be bold when it comes to talking to their clients, their patients, about being overweight, because you don't want to offend anyone. We live in a society where you don't want to upset someone. But where do you go from being overweight into obese? There's always a scale.
Yeah.
And do you think a lot of people who are obese don't actually know it? They just think, I could lose a few kilos and that's enough.
Yeah, so with the scale that you mentioned, we measure it using a BMI we call body mass index. So if you have a BMI between 20 to 25, that's the healthy weight range. If you have a BMI above 25, that's when we classify it as overweight, and a BMI of more than 30, that's obese. And the way to calculate this, you just use a formula to divide your weight by your height in meters square. So that's some calculation. If you talk to a dietitian or a doctor, they will be able to do those maths for you.
And the thing with the BMI is it's not the same for everyone, because if you're an athlete, those figures all get thrown out. But it's a good yardstick to work at, and probably going and seeing your doctor or a dietitian is a great way to start. The healthy eating quiz. You've got some details for us about that.
Yes, we do. So along with the World Obesity Day, which is happening tomorrow, the University of Newcastle Nutrition and Dietetics Research Team, which is led by Professor Claire Collins, we have developed a healthy eating quiz, which is available online for free. So if everyone could just jump onto that and do that diet check, it will ask you a couple of questions about what you have been eating. And when you finish the survey, it will actually give you a feedback on your diet quality, as well as some suggestions on how to improve yourself. And the best thing is you get to repeat that survey anytime later on. So make those changes, and then maybe you can do it before and after Christmas, who knows, and then get to see whether you have improved your diet quality or not.
And look, the great part about it is, and from someone who, you know, I carried a heck of a lot of weight for a long period of time, is you're embarrassed to go and see a doctor, or you're embarrassed to talk to someone. So having these tools online is fantastic. Mm. We'll have a link from the 2NURFM webpage. Go on, check it out. Some very good information there. Lee, thanks for not poking your finger at me today.
Yeah, no worries.
Appreciate that. Great to have you in the studio from the University of Newcastle.
2NURFM 103.7.